Parshas Kedoshim begins with Hashem instructing Moshe to say the following: Daber el kol adas bnei Yisrael ve'amarta alehem Kedoshim to you, ki kadosh ani Hashem alokeichem. Speak to the entire congregation, the community of the Jewish people, and tell them the mitzvah of Kedoshim to you. They should live a sanctified life because Hashem Himself is kadosh, is sanctified. Rashi here on the pasuk quotes from Chazal in the Medrash in the Sifra that contrasts this pasuk with other times that God spoke to Moshe and commanded him to instruct something to the Jewish people, where, for example, earlier in Sefer Vayikra, whether in Perek Aleph or Perek Yud Beis, we have a more familiar formulation where Hashem tells Moshe, Daber el b'nei Yisrael, lemor v'amarta lehem, etc. Speak to the Jewish people and tell them, etc. As opposed to here, where we have Daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael, that insertion of kol adas b'nei Yisrael, speak to the entire congregation, the entire community of Israel, is unique, specifically here in our Parsha, unique specifically in this pasuk. And as a result of this, Chazal quote from the Medrash that they infer that there was something unique about this particular set of mitzvos that Moshe is instructed to teach the Jewish people. Malamed, shenemra parsha zu b'hakel, nesherov gufei Torah tluyim ba. Says Rashi, and simple understanding of the Rashi and the Medrash is that unlike other areas of Torah, this particular parsha of Kedoshim was taught to the entire Jewish community, kol adas b'nei Yisrael, because it was so important. The mitzvot that are going to be encapsulated in the rest of our parsha are so important. Rov gufei Torah tluyim ba. Most basic ideas of Torah are dependent, hinge on, connected to the mitzvot that are going to be mentioned in our parsha, and therefore it's daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Everyone hears, not just a small minority. Rashi presumably should be understood in light of another Rashi earlier in Sefer Shmos in Perek Lamed Daled, where Rashi quotes from and paraphrases Chazal's teaching in the Gemara in Ervin on Daf Nadalid that explains in general how was the Torah communicated from God to Moshe and from Moshe to the Jewish people. So there, the Gemara sets up a typical system that which in all the other Parshios, Hashem would teach Moshe, who would then teach Aaron, then Moshe would teach Aaron's sons, then Moshe would teach the Zekanim, the elders, the senior members of the community, and only afterwards would Hashem teach the entire rest of the nation. So evidently, that is understood to be in contrast with what happens in our Parsha, in Parshas Kedoshim. Unlike that segregated teaching of group after group after group, when it came to Parshas Kedoshim, Da'aber el kol adas Yisrael, Parshas Zu Nemra Bahakel, everyone was taught together in one large group. If this is in fact the correct understanding, it then begs the question why this should be so. Why the change? If that segregated system of learning was sufficient for every other part of the Torah, why Dafka Parshas Kedoshim, why our section of Halacha, why is that somewhat unique and Dafka has to be taught Bahakel with everyone together if the segregated learning was enough for other areas? So I want to share with you briefly three interpretations, all from the early commentaries from the Rishonim. The Mizrahi here explains that since there are so many important halachos in our Parsha, there was a fear that if at some point subsequently a suffix, a doubt, a question would emerge, and one of the groups of people would not be clear on how to understand the halacha properly, they might need to consult with people from one of the other groups. And if the people had not heard from Moshe directly at the same time, then if person B was explaining the halacha to person A, person A might be tempted to say, well, how do I know what you're telling me is correct? You didn't hear it from Moshe when I did. Maybe you heard something differently than I did. And therefore, to prevent this problem and to anticipate and prevent this problem from ever arising, therefore everyone was taught the same thing at the same time, so that if anyone didn't understand it, someone else could explain it to them and they would be more compelled to follow the second person's explanation since they had heard it together at the same time and in the same gathering. This is an interesting interpretation. It's not the most compelling for a number of reasons, including which is that it seems to be, if you are worried about this, I'm not sure it's a reasonable fear, but if you would be worried about it, so why not be worried about it for all the other sections of the Torah? But that is the first interpretation of the Mizrahi. A second interpretation, Nechama Leibowitz points out that the Korban Aaron, who is a medieval commentary on the Medrash, explains that the reason that we usually employed segregated learning was because different groups were taught in a different way, because each group needed to be taught according to their level. Different people were more on a higher level, spiritually or intellectually, plus different mitzvahs would have different levels of interest. Halachos relating to the Beis HaMikdash, for example, might be more interested to Kohanim than other people. Halachos of agriculture would be more interested to farmers than other people, etc. And therefore, we usually had desegregated learning. However, when it comes to the mitzvos that are going to be taught in our parsha, in Parshas Kedoshim, those were meant to be understood in the same way for everyone, because they weren't so esoteric or abstract or complicated that different people would need to be taught in different ways. The Karban Aharon seems to be understanding that the phrase of the Medrash, Gufei Torah, doesn't mean foundational principles of the Torah, but guf in the sense of prosaic, down to earth. Guf as opposed to neshama, body as opposed to soul. They're not so complicated, they're not so esoteric, they're not so abstract. Everyone can understand them. They're very concrete type of mitzvos in our parsha. And since everyone can understand them on a even level, there was no need to teach them in segregated groups, as opposed to other mitzvos, which are either less relevant to certain populations or because of their more esoteric or abstract or complicated nature, those specifically needed to be taught in different groups. But in our parsha, these mitzvos are applicable to everybody, and they are easy to understand, and therefore everyone should be taught together. Last but not least, the Alshech has an incredible interpretation. He says this specifically is coming to teach us that the mitzvah, the overarching mitzvah of our parsha, is Kedusha, live a sanctified life. And one might have thought, one might have mistakenly thought, that not everyone can be holy. Maybe only one or two people, only special elite, can be holy. And therefore, Dafka, the Parsha of Kedoshim, of living a sanctified life, is taught to everyone, Nemra Bahakil, everyone together, because you shouldn't think that it applies to more to one group than to the other. This is the ultimate democratic ideal of Judaism, that even though people have different specific concrete roles in Jewish life, but the ultimate telos, the ultimate goal of life, to live a holy life, says the Alshech, that is equally applicable to everyone. Everyone, kol ha'edam muchanam l'kach, everyone can achieve that goal, and therefore they were taught together.